Hey everyone, it's Steve. Welcome to another Tech in MKE episode featuring a crew of both Tech and Milwaukee fans who came together to recap Summerfest Tech 2023. Summerfest Tech aims to showcase technology and provide a forum for attendees from the tech and business communities to network, educate, and celebrate the evolution of technology. What does Summerfest Tech mean to the community? What does it mean to attendees? How did the event grow this year, and what's in store for the future? All of this and more as this wild bunch of people committed to Milwaukee's success share their feelings, thoughts, and experiences. Tech in MKE is brought to you by Harley-Davidson, the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, Expedient, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and Brooksource. And this recording was also sponsored by Salesforce. This is a long episode, so let's get into it. Thanks for listening. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, we're at Bridgewater today for...
We are?
Yes.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim's here.
No, not yet.
We were waiting to see how long it would take for you.
I've gotten better each one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
This is but a full 7 seconds. It was awesome.
We are here to talk, recap, rehash, relive.
Oh,
Summerfest Tech.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Tech. And, hi, Lena.
And Lena's here.
I'm also here. I put on the event. No big deal.
It's
the man behind the curtain.
Yeah. We are. Would you two stop talking, please?
No.
Please. You asked.
It is literally like the day after Summerfest Tech with us.
Questions to me, and I'll ask.
You
I'll
got
ask
it. Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Right. It's been. We're fresh off Summerfest Tech.
Hot off the press.
2023.
Off the press.
Yeah.
And we all thought, and mostly Tim, who rallied us together. Thank
correct.
You, Tim. It would be awesome to come back together because there was a lot of hard work, a lot of, like,
a
it was intense. It was intense, mostly for
no,
Lena.
No, was that
not
Pato?
For us. It was pretty it was, yeah. That joke. And so, like, let's just, we're going to talk about thoughts, feelings, share some feelings today about what happened and how it was. And we have some special guests.
New move unlocked.
And sponsors.
Woo!
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 Couldn't do it without them.
That are here today.
Hell yeah.
Don't jump on.
Not do it without them.
But first,
let's recap.
Let's get in.
All right. Here, so let's set the stage, folks. So fresh off of Summerfest Tech 2023 was a huge success. Best year yet.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have the numbers to prove it.
We are. We are going to go into that in just a second. But I just want to say... I just want to set the stage because Lena kind of talked about it before. You live with people throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
You work together the entire year. Setting up a conference as big and awesome as this. The course of those 3 days, in fact, Lena and I were together the day before doing some filming some things. So really, 4 days in a row, you have a ton of people in Milwaukee together all at once for breakfast, for keynotes, for lunches, for panels, for speaking events, for happy hours, for 3 full days, and then all of a sudden, poof. Yeah. So this was a little bit of my idea for us to come back together, sort of rekindle some of those things that we experienced throughout the course of those 3 or so days, and really keep up the momentum that I felt we gained throughout the course of the 3 days in this conference. Some of those things will sort of carry over into next year, and some of those things I would just like to have maybe out there as conversations in the tech community so we can kind of build on those and take them further. So that was the context for the session.
Yeah.
Thought we'd maybe start with Lena and have her give a little bit of a high-level review of what happened and how many people showed up.
Well, and I think that is part of the greater mission of Summerfest Tech, too, is not to just feel this drastic drop off and then nothing till we start planning again, right? Because it is.
Which is pretty soon.
Right. Which, you know, planning starts probably pretty quickly here. But how does Summerfest Tech continue to be part of the tech ecosystem is something that we're always trying to explore. So with Wisconsin Tech Month coming up, how do we support that? How do we continue to be, even if it's just a venue for tech events? I know we've had a couple partners reach out and say, how do we leverage the audience that Summerfest Tech has built for maybe some one-off things, right? If you're a sponsor, that's something that we're open to. Something like this, we have Generac here, but then also bringing some of our partners and sponsors in to help support that, get some additional exposure, and meet some additional people face-to-face. And so that because we're not creating the content, that's sort of what we need to keep that name out there. And so doing something like this is really important too, because again, it just keeps the conversation high level, keeps it moving, keeps Summerfest and Summerfest Tech in people's brains and mouths. And
and it might even spur a few ideas of podcasts to come in the future. Who knows?
Podcasts come and ideas for the event. I think you guys know I'm a open book when it comes to listening on ways, things that really, really worked, ways to improve. Mm-hmm. And I think high level, we're really focusing on the things that worked and making sure we do those again year after year. But offline, having some of those conversations where it's like, oh, I would have loved to see this, mm-hmm. or it would have only added value to do XYZ. Mm-hmm. That's, I'm always really open to that. And so we can start with some of the really high level positives, which is the attendees. That was a big one this year that we saw a huge jump in. I think out in the marketplace, 1,000 people is what I was hoping for. That felt like a really strong return for a lot of our partners and sponsors. It was about a 20% growth year over year from last year's attendees, which would have been great. 1,000 would have hit all my expectations. And between our in-person and virtual attendees, we had over 1,500. So to see that
was such a good ramp up. You were ramping it up like, oh, we only had 40 people show up.
For those of
like,
you who know math, what is that math, Steve?
I don't do math on the air,
Tim. You got to carry the one.
Last
you
got to
carry the one.
I'm doing some football programming. That's about it. What?
I said we almost doubled last year, which is great. Oh, nice. That's great. I mean, that I couldn't be happier. And I think to touch on one of your points that you were saying when we kicked it off today, to see people day in and day out for 3 days and get to know them more, get to know them on a more personal level. Yes,
so many hugs.
There were a lot of hugs.
Nothing but
I was in
hugs.
My element.
That's the first thing I did when I came up to
I'm a hugger, and I always feel uncomfortable in those events. Like, can I?
So I saw a lot of non-huggers doing it.
But there were legit people that were like, oh my God, their hands are already out. I'm like, all right, well, this is a hugging opportunity. I'm in.
I came home the second day, because the second day was, the first day was awesome.
Right.
Right? The second day took awesome to a new level.
Yeah. Correct.
I don't know what happened.
I was a little blown away by
I don't know what happened, but I came home.
Ramp up growth.
And my wife was like,
the energy.
So, she was like, so how was it? I'm like, it's like family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a conference.
That's what I felt this year.
It's not a conference.
So that is what I felt this year. Collaboration.
Yeah, never felt more comfortable.
Yeah.
So just to rewind, so that was the stat over last year. So my first year being involved in the Summerfest Tech was 2021.
Yes.
And that was the half day, virtual half day in person.
That was this year too, wasn't it?
No. So this was our sixth year. So
oh my God.
18, 19, 20.
With us.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Sorry,
yes.
My bad.
With
my bad.
Never mattered being
before.
Yeah.
That was BT before Tim.
Yes. BT, BEM. Yes.
I remember that. BT
so to look, I mean, the biggest observation I made throughout the course of those 3 days, when you look around that room, when you look at the people, when you look at the panels, and you look at the themes, wow, have we come a long way since just 2 years ago, actually. Three Summerfest Techs ago, but just from 2021 to where we are today, huge, huge leaps and bounds in progress.
Agreed. And you saw this same, you saw new faces, because that was a big win of mine today as I flitted around that place, is I just saw a lot of people I hadn't seen before, which was outstanding. But then I also saw people show up consistently every day, our goal is if you can only come to one thing one day, and even if that's a happy hour, that's great. That means that you felt like this event was for you, even if this is all your schedule allowed for, you were able to connect with someone and walk away, hopefully getting something out of it. But when I saw people, A, who I'd never seen before, as well as some of the biggest supporters of the event coming all 3 days, that just blew me away. I think it from an organizer's perspective, the consistency was there for the attendees, which hopefully meant that the programming and the value was there all 3 days. And so that felt like we were firing on all cylinders when I just kept seeing the same faces.
I think one of the things that we did really well this year is that we armed tech leaders in the community with material to tell their teams. Like, you know, the Wisconsin CIO Network. We gave now 45 team members in the state of Wisconsin sort of the ammunition then to give them the communication to their teams, you're free to go.
Yeah.
You can go check out day one, day two, day three, learn about cybersecurity, learn about this, learn about AI, and you're free to go encourage that. And I thought that was awesome.
As well as a place in the programming. Yeah. And that's something that I'm learning, you know, year after year, is that the leaders here will tell their teams to go if they're involved, right? And so if I can find a way to get them involved, like with our Meet the Mentor, like Tech Talk expert, or Meet the Expert sessions that we had, those were a huge hit because it allowed us to, at a low, like, lift of these, get these tech leaders involved and provide their perspectives and connect with people in the marketplace that, or within the tech ecosystem that they maybe have never met before, and then encourage their teams to come. They're like, hey, I'm participating as an expert or as a mentor in one of these sessions. You should check out this event, you know, and that I think keeps the conversation flowing at high levels as well as kind of disseminates it across the community.
The other thing I noticed, and this might just be my perspective because I'm old, but the amount of young people there this year. More so than
good
ever.
Point.
University folks, I think a lot of that had to do with IC Stars. IC Stars. IC Stars. IC Stars came big and brought all their folks. I mean, it just felt like it was a, I wouldn't say a much younger crowd, but then a younger crowd of the, what we experienced the past couple of years.
It's multi-generational. Well,
and who's looking for that younger crowd? The end user customer. And so I often will get some feedback from our solutions providers that are like, well, there's a lot of students there. And I'm always like, you know who loves students? Your customers. Yes. So it's really a full ecosystem when you're there. Is you have the solutions providers working with their decision makers there. Their decision makers are looking for new talent or to get their young talent invested in
some
the ecosystem.
Exposure,
by attending.
Visibility,
and then
networking.
These students hopefully find internships, find jobs, find friends, find mentors, and hopefully they stay. Or if not, they remember the great experience. And if they end up coming back after whatever they do after college, that exists, you know, that whole sort of ecosystem exists.
But there is a uniqueness about those folks, at least the ones I've talked to. There was a curiosity, there was an interest, there was an emerging tech sort of aspect to it. I really felt they put themselves out there in terms of their learning opportunity over the course of the three days, because those are broad topics.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity, healthcare IT, you know, ChatGPT and generative AI. And all the 10 topics as part of Meet, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to absorb over the course of 3 days. You have to be kind of willing to kind of take all that stuff in and learn from it. I thought they just showed
they're
up
also
tremendously.
Also hot topics, though, too.
Yeah.
Like those, I know they're big and broad, but people are talking about that stuff. So it makes sense that it's super relevant.
And a lot of feedback on they were practicing networking.
Right.
Huge networking.
Yeah, that, which is awesome.
Every single happy
hour. We take it for granted, right?
I was going to say, we totally take it for granted because we know you guys. So we just like hang out.
And we like to network. Like we're
and we also love it.
Gregarious type people. And that doesn't always, that's not everyone. And
not students. Not all the students.
No, it's kind of, it's
scary.
Well,
it's tough for the students too, because I think all four of us could be a little much. You know, like we're a little,
I go back to school. What are you talking about?
Overwhelming.
Are you going there?
Like we may.
No, to networking to students.
We come in
like,
hot.
You know. Just a little green.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
All right. So, any other numbers you can share?
So, yeah, absolutely. So, we had a total of 89 speakers, which I also think represents the diversity that we have. Over 40% of them were either female or from a diverse background, which I'd love to see that number continue to grow.
That is awesome.
But that, when I looked at those numbers early, like after the event, I love a panel. I think everyone knows that. It gives a good variety of voices and backgrounds and experience. And I thought we had a really good variety of people who could, and that didn't even include our mentors. These were truly just speakers who were either on a panel or speaking on a stage or speaking in a breakout session. And so that was encouraging. We also, our third, so Wisconsin and Illinois are biggest, highest registrant states. I think that makes the most sense.
I met a ton of people from Chicago.
Which is great.
A ton of people.
Thank
God it was outside of football.
We didn't
season.
Kick them out.
I know, right? I was thinking that. That's so funny because I was thinking that too.
I mean, but I love that. I appreciate that because, it, you know, Chicago's a big city. And if we
it
can
sure
make
is.
An imprint there, I think it's only sky's the limit if we continue
especially
to have
how
people
close
from
Chicago.
But what I noticed is there were tech firms, there were software companies, there was consulting agencies. Yeah. There was all different types of folks from Chicago that I didn't even think would come up here and didn't even know.
Well, and we obviously have marketing and advertising towards Chicago. And I try to pick key zip codes and areas that I think are within driving distance or have a higher propensity. But I also sat down at some tables where this guy lives in Chicago now, but used to do business up here. He saw someone posted on LinkedIn who used to do business with 20 years ago and decided to come up and check it out for the day and was sitting with this guy who he used to work with. And so it's stories like that where I'm like, as much advertising as we can do, it's really going to be those connections that people have that's going to, and the positive feedback that people give other people when they're talking about the event that's going
to
drive it.
Here's the wonderful thing that I heard from the folks I talked to. Never been to Milwaukee before. Came up from Chicago. Loved hanging out in Milwaukee. They just had so many positive things to say about being in Milwaukee and being at this conference that they have already committed to come up next year.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, that to me was a testament for, you know, becoming aware of something just an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putting yourself on a limb, driving up here and checking it out. It's free, obviously.
Yeah.
So why not?
Right.
But staying here and having fun for 3 days was awesome.
Yeah.
And and the point I was going to kind of circle back to was our third highest registered state was Texas. So the efforts that we put in around South by Southwest, I actually think had an impact, which you just never know, right? But I think that
now we do know.
And we did some additional marketing and advertising
after.
But I think that that was a testament to if we do it in the right way in the right market, I think that we can continue to draw people. So it's like, how do we use
draw from anywhere?
Right. How do we use some of these other pockets that are maybe even within bigger drive distance, like some spots in Ohio or Indy or whatever that looks like, to try to leverage a little bit more.
Something to build on for next year.
Right. If we do want it, this, I mean, I already think it's a national event, but I think it becomes a bigger national event when you have even a higher propensity of people from outside of the region to come. And so if we truly want that, then we have to kind of make the right marketing and efforts and choices. But then it's, you know, when you align yourself with the sales force, which has a huge, like headquarters in Indy, that can only help build that too. So it's not only the conversations you're having, but it's the partners that you're aligning with and the marketing. Like it all has to sort of work together.
So it all, I mean, it takes a village. I think we all know that. But when the planning started last year, everything counted. All of the meetings, all the conversations, all the sponsorship discussions, all of the content, all of the evaluations in terms of the flow of the day. Like, I think back at this entire last year, and every single conversation that we had, something ended up coming out as a result of that, that ended up in the agenda. And that agenda, guys, was jam-packed and full of content.
Yeah.
Like, you can search for a tech conference across this country. You're not going to get that broad of sort of a tech areas of expertise.
Certainly not for free.
Certainly not for free.
With the Summerfest brand,
right? And that, I mean, the
ending
built
with
in
a party,
and that built-in entertainment is important. It is. I was talking to our marketing director today, and I do feel like it's getting to the point where instead of leveraging Summerfest, it's in tandem with or in, you know, in support of Summerfest, or sort of
you're flexing right now,
happening at the same time.
Because
I think we're hopefully growing to that place where it could stand alone if needed. And honestly, it did in 2020 when we didn't have Summerfest.
BT.
Summerfest, right. Summerfest Tech still existed. We still grew partners. We still grew attendees. But
kind of,
not in the same way. So
we agree we're going to need a bigger lounge next year.
Correct.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's hear it for you guys.
Yeah.
And the 3-day experience Milwaukee podcast in the lobby area there.
Yeah. What?
Talk about who you guys talked to.
Yeah, the lounge was one of my highlights.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
We felt so effing cool. Let me just say that right out of the gate.
We had a
couch.
We
walked up, we set up. We had, like, when we had people come sit down and hop on the mics, we had other folks walking by and like doing videos of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, what is this?
We might show up.
Are they reporting us to the Potawatomi police? Yeah. What's going on?
Let's get them out of here. They're not supposed to be here. I think we did in a day probably seven to eight
full side podcasts.
Episodes. Oh my God.
Full episodes.
Wow.
With keynotes, with attendees, with different tech groups that just came to tell us what they loved about it. And also what they're up to.
Mm.
It was a chance for them to kind of share in the spotlight, too.
That was in itself worth the price of admission.
So it was fun. It was super fun.
Because there's stuff that's said up on stage in the panel and in the presentations, and then there's stuff that's said in podcasts.
Yeah.
From both. You kind of go maybe a layer
deeper
in a podcast than you do up on stage.
And there are people who aren't don't necessarily want to talk in front of 1,500 people.
Right.
But they'll talk to Adam and me.
But they'll have a casual conversation with us.
And they'll tell us all the things that are wrong with the podcast.
Yeah. They'll side seat produce. Yeah. I'm like, I already got that job.
Right.
But one of the things that I was really curious about, so Lena, this continues to grow and get bigger, and you teed us up perfectly before that with the, well, now it's Summerfest Tech, and maybe we don't leverage Summerfest as much anymore. But...
Not that we don't leverage it as much.
I think we don't need Summerfest. 100%.
I think it just
people heard the first part.
It holds
now
a
I'm
different
embellishing.
Place. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I want to leverage it more if possible, and that's
yeah.
A whole
I want it to be Summerfest Tech
conversation.
Featuring
yes.
Summerfest.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Not say that either.
I'm kidding.
But just truly, how do we?
Adam's a real jerk. So
you know.
Just
I know.
Yeah, that's all right.
How do?
Think about that.
How
though.
Do we get that flow?
How could the tech conference know really drive the music scene?
Absolutely.
That could be a whole new
100%.
Topic. It could be a whole new topic of tech next year.
Yeah.
That could
well,
lead
and
into,
with the 3-day pass that you get with the registration, mm-hmm. which yeah. is awesome.
I used
you
it.
Still, yeah.
A lot of people.
Samesies.
I gave mine away, actually.
But what were some of those? So it continues to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
Continues to grow. Obviously, you're collecting amazing feedback because it continues to get better. What was maybe one or two things this year that you were like, mm-hmm. I got it for next year. This is it.
And I'm not just saying this, but I think having some place where our attendees can engage with another media company like this. I think the lounge was so cool. I think it
Thank
leveled
you.
Us
Same.
Up. I think
Thank
it, was,
you.
It was a centering point.
Yeah,
like
it felt like it made attendees
area.
Feel like they're part of the event a little bit
yeah.
more. And
felt cool.
Yeah,
and that was
it
what
felt
our
really
hope was
cool.
to make people.
And
look
so
cool.
having giving you guys more of that space, as well as finding other ways that are not conflicting, but could also make attendees feel like they are part of the event,
right.
whether that's sort of picking programming mm-hmm. or like, you know, just certain ways to make them feel like, hey, what I chose or my person can be part of this event. And like, I can point to a photo, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
do that whole thing.
Yeah,
so that
more
was
guest engagement.
Did you guys do drive-bys? Were there drive-by people that you just kind of grabbed? And
we didn't have to.
No, people sat. No, someone got
the
up,
funniest
people
yeah.
sat.
We thought we would have to do a ton of that stuff, and people
hey,
just
you, come
show
here,
up.
Talk to us. We're weird-looking
oh,
hey,
what are you guys doing?
From, from attendees to keynotes, it was they would drop in. What is this? Oh, we yeah, let's talk.
Yeah.
And then
that could be a great source of content for next year.
Absolutely.
We're gonna,
absolutely.
So our plan is to roll out an episode, at least one episode per month, for the.
Remainder.
This one's first.
Keep the momentum going. Right. This is
right.
first.
Recap obvious, and then yeah.
And then yeah, yeah. and then recap, yeah. recap, recap.
Yeah. That and then so that more level of attendee engagement versus I'm, you know, the mentor program or the Meet the Experts,
Woo-hoo!
that was a big one too that people flocked to. There was a line outside the door because again, you get to engage at a different level. So more
yeah,
of
that was
those.
Deep.
Yeah, people really liked those. So
yeah.
anytime I can It, you know, you're not just sitting watching someone speak. Those have strong value, and those are important too because they're usually a high level of education on a topic. But how, you know, we did this entire series around Web3, and the attendees that went to that and then broke out into roundtables after the panel went, they loved it. They thought that they got just intense value out of it because you get to immediately talk to the
yeah.
speaker
yeah.
who you just learned something from, and you have all
connect.
These scenarios in your brain,
and
you're like, how do I use this, you know, blockchain to do this for my business?
For
and
my
now
business.
You can ask them,
so
right?
You're
and
talking
so,
about the panel and the breakouts. Panel,
yeah.
breakout.
That's
yeah,
yeah,
that was
such
really,
a good
you
idea.
You
can't do that all day,
yeah.
right? But I think...
But that is brilliant
It worked
content.
Really, really
People
well.
People were like
very
talking
valuable.
To us, and they're like, I got to go to this breakout thing. We're like...
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Why did? How dare you?
Yeah. You're
like,
leaving
do, you, do you not want to be
lounge.
On the podcast?
Obviously, that wasn't during lunch, by the way.
Right.
Lunch
right.
was great, by the way.
Yeah.
Lunch was,
you know,
there was a lot of food there.
I will say, I guess I was asked too, but logistics were really, really streamlined mm-hmm. this year. Obviously, the construction didn't help, but just with badges
oh, yeah.
and lunches and just like...
Free parking.
I felt like from yeah,
Free
just from like
great.
A conference logistical structure, which is
everyone was
all
there.
Brand new.
Yeah,
to,
everyone. There's no reason
yeah.
to leave. Everyone
yeah.
was there.
Right. Felt
yeah,
the density
the
all the time.
Yeah.
yeah,
and you know, who knows what the future holds, but it from a venue standpoint,
I like that.
It kept
yeah.
everyone together, which
yeah.
I think mm-hmm. was really important.
Yeah,
it's only going to get bigger and better next year.
I think mm-hmm. I counted.
Where's it going to be?
Yeah, where's it going to be? I think I counted 50 plus different. Things happening during the 3 days that people could jump into
yeah.
at any time.
I think there were 43 sessions technically, not including like lunches and
yeah.
stuff like that,
right.
but there were 43.
I counted lunches, happy
yeah.
hours,
yep.
even the secret happy hours or events sure. that would come up during the day? Like, hey, where are you going tonight? I don't know. Well, come here.
I didn't get invited to those.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
Yeah. Tim, you were already at those.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were in line
when we were telling people about it.
So those are my wins.
Those are cool. And it was, from our perspective, the text MKE during the conference.
Loved
to
it.
Yeah, that was great.
Keep people engaged on what was happening, when I thought that was great. We had a lot of good feedback from, like, hey, thank you.
A lot of good responses.
People did keep asking me
if there was an app, and we didn't do an app this year because of all the negative feedback we got from apps in the past. And so I said, nope, it's just a very seamless website. However, having something like that, because you can't really do push notifications cleanly from a website. Yeah. So having a partnership with TextMKE allowed us to sort of put them out there in a way that felt like more casual, but...
And conversational.
Approachable, maybe. Casual is maybe the wrong word.
And a nice little nudge. And something you can opt out of, no problem.
For sure.
Which is great.
And we thought of it at the last minute.
but don't.
Right, and I think with
and
more
Generac
runway.
And Generac stepped up and sponsored it.
Thank you, Chachi.
Yeah,
he's here in the audience.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun, and it was just a new, like, kind of...
I liked it.
New way to test how we engage the audience during the conference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe deeper content next year.
Yeah.
So I would like to do a little round robin of our favorite aspects of the conference.
Okay.
So just
I just gave a bunch of mine, but I'll think of my own, like, personal. So this is obviously a lot of these that I gave are from the organization's perspective too, or just as the event producer, but as just like a person, I can kind of think. So if we don't start with me, that would be great, because I was going to ask you guys anyway.
So Tim,
I'm
going to
go.
Tim,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tim, do it.
You brought it up.
So when I look at the conference, I look at the things that brought Milwaukee together. Mm. That is the intent of Summerfest Tech.
Right.
In some aspect of the purpose and goal of the industry. So I look at two things that brought Milwaukee together. One is the Meet the Experts. The Meet the Experts session where
there's some experts in the room.
We partner in Milwaukee Tech Hub. We partner with Summerfest and Summerfest Tech. We partner with Generac, and I thought we brought together an awesome 2-day agenda of deep topics. Like, I participated in these roundtables. People were curious. They were interested. They were passionate. They shared deep stories. There are a couple of folks that cried at my table.
Wow. I believe it.
They shared some stories around
DE&I and
things of that nature. And that connection at that particular day, I mean, we had an awesome speaker that kicked off. You know, Nate from Concurrency was awesome. I thought he went pretty deep from his perspective. I think you had mentors who were there and very present and very open, and you had mentees who came and they wanted to learn, they wanted to hear stories. And when you get that type of collaboration happening in a very small room with a lot of people breathing heavily but talking,
big room next year,
other things.
But I thought that sort of topped it for me. Like, something like that can happen in Milwaukee when you have multiple people working together to bring that type of content to people who want to learn. So check the box. Mm-hmm. Awesome job, David Mansky and Shakia, on that one. The second one, and I'm going to, you know, embarrass myself here a little bit, but I did believe the fan experience was a hit for
the
fans. And I am just super excited that I was able to bring these three folks together who don't normally kind of get together on a regular occasion, which was a little bit of a surprise for me. We're going to try to make that happen more often here in the off season.
Tim loves collaboration.
But I felt the people in the audience paid attention and were connected to what these guys had to say the entire time. Like, I've been living with these guys the past
year.
I'm not saying that it's, you know, rudimentary or common nature by now, but I've talked to them a lot over the last year planning for this event. Most people in that audience had never met these three folks.
Ever.
Robert, you know, Derek, and Kenny. Mm-hmm. They were like on the seats of their chairs waiting for the next thing that these guys would say about the fan experience, you know, the refs, the play calling, all this kind of stuff. And I was watching the faces of these folks in the audience. It was awesome to see. So it was, to me, that was one of the best things, to share their world with folks that we all know follow these three sports teams, but maybe see it from a different perspective.
Well, there's something to learn from that too, because not everyone is a sports fan. I mean, I know that's blasphemous. I am. So I'm not saying myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like,
no,
and
God,
I am
love
one of them.
Sports. But there are people.
Part of the application process, registration process, Summerfest Tech.
It was not. But even if you aren't a fan, you still understand the topic. Yeah. And you maybe have been to a sporting event, a high school sporting event, right? So, like, there's some connectivity there. So whether or not you're an avid fan, you still can understand where they're going from a high level. And so it's like, how do we create programming? And that's what Summerfest Tech is all about. There are really great conferences and events where you can dive in super deep on, I always say, like, coding and languages I don't even know around tech. But where Summerfest Tech sits within the ecosystem is a little bit more high level, where you can dive in deep, and there's certain situations you can, but it's really about how are you bringing together the greater community to talk around certain tech topics. Mm-hmm. And so something like the fan experience doesn't really leave a lot of people out, even if you aren't an avid sports fan. And so how do we continue to have topics like that where, again, you can create a panel that's very approachable that people can wrap their head around and understand, even if they're not a fan of that topic or they're not deep in it every day. And so I think I have
ideas for next year.
Perfect. Honestly, I love that, because as much as I like Google top tech trends of 2024, it's better for me when the topics and the broader subjects come from those who are living and breathing it every day.
Yeah, right on.
That just makes more sense. So,
and those three guys hung out with the fans.
Yeah, they hung out with the fans for a sure long time. Pictures.
They sure did.
They all wore their swag.
Which,
everybody.
Isn't that so cute that they're like, or I shouldn't say cute, that's maybe condescending.
It's adorable.
But it's so cool, though. Like,
cute.
How often does the VP of IT get stopped by a fan to take
to
a photo?
A selfie.
That's the players,
it took everything in my being not to like side hug Kenny.
But they were Kenny's cool with it. They were totally cool with it.
But like in the tech ecosystem, they are the celebs, right? Like, and that's how do we bring more of those
people
in and like give
and hear
them
more about what they have to say.
Yeah, totally. So I just thought that was really cool. And they're all cool guys, which makes a huge
love
difference.
Tim has a whole list of
So
one more thing just from my perspective, and this might be a little bit more into my passion about growing Milwaukee into this tech destination, is I love the fact that we started off with Rebecca Fannin in the Silicon Heartland. Never heard of her before.
Yeah.
Never heard of her book. Didn't really look into too much of, you know, her content around the keynote.
Yes.
But I was blown away because two things from her really designated. Everyone knows me, knows I love best practices. And regardless of the Rust Belt or the Midwest, she gave us best practices in terms of what other cities are doing.
Action items
to move forward within tech. And I love that. She might have done that in a with a different perspective, coming from the Midwest and maybe scolding us a little bit for things that we need to do.
Maybe a little harsh,
But I felt that that was needed at that point in the conference to kind of kick us off.
Yeah.
Right.
So remind everybody why we're here over the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Let's learn, let's be vulnerable, but we're moving this thing forward together as a team.
We can only make steps forward after today.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like for me, that was that sort of summed everything up from the get-go and kind of set the tone for the entire conference. So thank you.
And if you weren't there...
And I read her book.
It was good. I started it, but I
is stuff still
it.
Online?
August 1st, all the programming that we recorded in the main event space, and then the two breakout sessions will be available online.
Cool, because we also did an episode with her.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah, so we're going to get in depth a little bit around her perspective on how, why, and where she did everything, too.
Yeah, I loved her book. It was great.
Yeah. And did you read it on the beach somewhere?
Yeah, I know, in Hawaii.
What a jerk. I did publish my key takeaways, and she did acknowledge them in her weekly newsletter.
Oh, she's active. Again, finding those.
I give her a hug.
Finding those keynotes that are
good,
going to share what we did is important too. So
for me, those were. I mean, there are a ton of highlights I can go through a gazillion things, but for those,
if I found a speaker that Tim gave a thumbs up to that he didn't send me, I feel like this is like
that's a
the
win.
Best
that's
win.
A win.
Yeah.
Like
a
I'm
huge
like,
win,
I'm like almost warm because I'm so excited. I feel like
love it.
Well, because you know, I'm always trying to find. I think what's great is that. Through our partnership and through a lot of the connections that our sponsors have, like Tim, they know people. And so he's sending me speakers left and right, which is awesome. Or assembling his own panels to do that. But when I'm looking for speakers on the speaking circuit who have books and, you know, bring maybe a different level of keynote-ness, mm-hmm. I think that it's a risk, right? You're rolling the dice.
Right.
You know, as many different speaking sessions or TED Talks.
How will this land with people in Milwaukee hearing how other cities in the Midwest have done it? Yeah.
Exactly. But no,
that was perfect.
Good.
Speaking of keynotes, Adam, you have 202 seconds.
Jeez,
that
three
is
minutes.
Weirdly specific.
Name your favorites.
I will be very succinct. Yeah. I have two things for you. Networking and the Jamar Jones session on entertainment.
Ooh, you did love that one.
I thought that was so badass.
A selfie at the end.
Another great group.
I didn't.
He came
was
on
not
after, right after.
Oh, did he? Yeah. I was supposed to go do a podcast episode. We got booked. But I snuck in there for a little bit of it, and I thought that was so cool. Mostly because of a preconceived notion about what Summerfest Tech was way back when we first talked about it.
Yeah.
I was like, so what is it? It's all about the tech and music and how things are set up and what people are using. I know, we're trying to get this bug.
Fruit fly.
But when I sat in and listened on that, I was like, yeah, this is really cool. This is so interesting. And then, of course, Jamar was awesome and came and hung out with us for a little bit afterwards.
Well, a little behind the curtain with that, too, is I find a couple people who I'm like, oh, I want to get them on somehow. Yeah. And then I'm like, but I want this to be a panel. I want to make it very more all-encompassing. I know I want someone from esports. I know I want someone from music, whatever. And then it's trying to find the right people and the right personalities. And no joke.
Different profiles.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. Yes. And those four, I grabbed and met with them each and was like, this is going to be really cool.
Yep.
The second we got into a pre-call, I didn't even say a single word because Jamar has the experience of all of them, which is great, on the production side, the music side, the esports and gaming and all that. But then the entire panel was just so cool in its own right. I literally just sat back and watched, and he's like, I don't know that we need to really create a run of show. He's like, I think we'll be good. Like Jamar
and they
this.
Were. I mean, it felt like a real conversation between the four of them.
Yeah.
Three. No, and Jamar was there.
So everyone knows I love a big panel.
So just to build on that, I mean, I think everyone knows Jamar. He's good friends of all of us here and good, good connections in that regard. And one, so for me, putting two podcast people together talking on a podcast, I thought was pretty funny. So you guys and Jamar, I'm sure, talked about a lot.
We told him not to talk a lot.
And no big deal. We've been on his podcast as well.
That's right.
We got to get him on one of our podcasts next
Absolutely.
Time.
He's a riot.
But
such
two,
a cool guy.
And just to give him a little bit of a plug for Lead the Movement Conference.
Yes.
I mean, this kind of, just in terms of your message earlier about this bleeding into other conferences throughout the rest of the year, he's got a pretty big one coming up in September.
September 29th.
He introduced some topics there on that panel, obviously, that will be further unpacked in September. And that is the way that we can connect all these things together in the state of Wisconsin and in Milwaukee going forward. He was a moderator. He drove the panel. There were great conversations. He connected it to people. And we kind of led some things to come later on in the year, which obviously will be an awesome experience. So I thought that was great.
All right. I only have two things. And when Tim said,
when Tim was like,
when Tim was like, hey, we're going to talk for 20 minutes. I'm like, we'll never
like,
talk.
There's
going to be a lot of editing.
And now it's
the
like
intro
double.
Will be 20 minutes.
Right.
So two things I want to share. One is the company team panels really showed the magnificent culture in a lot of our companies in the area.
Nice.
You know, I don't want to, Generac was one of them. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome to have the team up there,
with
I think
the
it was
David and
Chachi and Mr. Dixon up there. And it really gave an inside view on like how these teams really interact and how much fun they have and how like personal it is that it's they care about each other. So that was cool. And then the other thing was it was at the end at the happy hour at my favorite bar at Summerfest, the Dockside.
Oh yeah.
It was the Visit Milwaukee
and cool.
Summerfest and Summerfest Tech
NFT,
and all the artists that were profiled in the NFT excursion thing. And I think that was a really cool,
great day, by the way.
Way to showcase artists and tech in the area. Yeah. So
right. Cause as
rock
we
on
look
for that.
To expand and whether it's next year or in the future, how do we engage with other mediums, right? We obviously music is a big one that we've already highlighted, but how do we engage with art, film? You know, not that
all
we're trying to replicate what South by Southwest does, because that's, but they're doing something right, and so how do we do
learn
in our way? Yeah,
learn
exactly.
Learn from them.
Learn from them. I mean, same way that Summerfest does, sure. right? Like, we have our own way of doing the music festival. There's certain ways we have to do things, which a lot of people don't always get, but, like, certain ways we have to do things because of who we are Jerks. As an organization and how we're organized and how we operate. But that doesn't mean that we don't go to other music festivals and see, sure. like, what they're doing
totally.
And see if Best it is practices. Something. Or, like, how what can we pass on to our partners and sponsors yeah. that was clearly successful at that music festival. And that's something from a tech event perspective that I'm trying yeah. to do more of, looking at other tech events across the country and thinking about how do I attend these with purpose to look at topics that they're covering mm-hmm.
yeah.
and which ones land and don't, but then also their how they're logistically set up and what are pros and cons. So,
I'm going to go on a limb and I'm going to bet there are people in that 1,500 person audience that were actually checking out Summerfest Tech for some of their,
how they do their shit.
Conference. Oh, yeah. So let's flip the dime there a little bit and give ourselves some credit that actually people are looking at Summerfest Tech
yeah.
in that perspective. So yeah. kudos to you.
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, rock on.
Yeah, go Lena.
There's always areas of improvement, but yeah. I'm,
listen.
You know, when you're behind the curtain again, it's like, oh my God, that, you know, one of the things, my thing is going to be that I didn't say already, swag. People,
swag. They were stealing from those boxes.
Yeah. People hunted me down.
They were stealing.
To ask to
they
get
took
a t-shirt.
Off their shirt that they were wearing yeah. that day. What? Put on the Summerfest.
They got naked.
Shirt.
Tim, maybe, yeah. maybe, you could, answer this as somebody who has been bugging the shit out of us to get you some new swag. What is it about swag that people love so much?
So, first of all, it's free.
Sure.
People
oh,
still,
yeah. stuff we
at
all
the
get.
End of the
it's
day,
free. Yep.
love free stuff.
Yep.
And two, if you could somehow showcase, broadcast, promote that thing that you were at or that you participated in.
And it's a limited edition.
It's a limited edition. It's unique. It's very... Yeah. People post that stuff yeah. on social. Like,
yeah.
it
they
makes,
sure do.
It makes the moment yeah. happen. And so... I like swag because you can wear it again and again and again and again, yeah. and it kind of just reiterates that over the course of time, which is why I give my team members...
Yeah.
And they all have it on today.
Yeah. Even people
who
in the office
have it on today,
yeah.
which is
were
awesome.
Emailing me and they were like, do you have any more of those Summerfest Tech shirts left? So I gave them to anyone who sort
any,
of was involved. And
David Vogel.
I have.
I never saw
David
any.
Vogel wear hers. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I think I learned something about that. I do have some for you guys
yes.
with me, but back in the office.
We
but,
did, when we saw people like.
Wait, you didn't get yours?
What?
Oh, I thought I gave you yours. No, I have one. You know who did? Chachi
got it. He deserves it. When people
He's
were like,
I have them. I do have them.
People were beelining toward the boxes for
yes.
the volunteers to steal the shirts, like ask for the shirts. I was like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, we are not.
We're
that,
gonna. We're gonna hold
we
off.
The, we are
yeah,
not those
we'll
people.
Off.
We
Let
will
everyone
wait.
Get yeah. theirs. Yeah,
we are gracious.
No, I mean,
if we don't get one, we don't get one.
They,
we're fine with
they
it.
Were supposed. They were for our volunteers, but that wasn't.
Do you know how many?
150.
Whoa, volunteers.
Because that's how many volunteers I could have had. No.
Oh.
That is also, you're talking about areas of improvement. I need more volunteers next year.
Okay. Noted. If you want a free t-shirt, volunteer for the
David
sponsor.
David Fockel
you know
was
what
the
I
star
say
volunteer.
Was really interesting.
He was. He was a runner.
Is I had a company who couldn't sponsor this year, but asked if they could send like 10, 12 volunteers. And yeah. they did.
Oh, wow.
Company not to be named, but I'm like,
that's
do you
awesome.
Want to be the volunteer sponsor
right,
next year and be on the shirts?
yeah.
yeah. But that's yeah, great. I think it's, yeah, so swag is something I'm going to look into a little bit earlier next year
swag
and figure
department.
Out. Yeah,
we
figure
will too.
Out
yeah.
that, swag so. HQ.
Agreed.
Agreed. Like, oh, Summerfest is in 2 weeks. We should do our new logo for that with them.
I think that was my fault, actually. I was like, oh, yeah, I should do a Summerfest logo. And then I
I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think you'll be able to fit all the sponsors. Sponsors next year on one t-shirt.
I couldn't.
For Summerfest
no.
What about a quilt?
No. I think so. Much, I think so many
guys,
people are excited about
nothing
that.
Nothing says tech like a quilt.
Thank you for my quilt. No, I
did you crochet?
I
this?
Will say the what? Partners we have are awesome, and that we couldn't do it without them. We couldn't keep it free without them. And it's really important that they continue to feel like they're getting their value.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so that's.
That's a great lead into the next section of the podcast.
Which
Here
is?
We go. Sponsors. So before we pass it over to Stephen here from Salesforce.com.
Been waiting patiently.
Who has been waiting patiently
just,
listening
just
in.
Just mention one little tidbit
drinking.
About the importance of sponsorship,
yeah.
how this event is free. I think it's great to reinforce that because people love that it's free.
Yeah.
And that is brought
yes,
to you by
it's a big
sponsors.
Deal.
Yeah. And I think
big deal
that was
free.
Something this year with our partners that I tried to do a little bit differently because we have so many, because we need so many. I don't know if you guys know the cost of what it takes to produce an event for 3 days for free. But they're the ones that essentially keep us flat. They keep us even. They allow us to not have to charge a fee and make it really accessible for everyone. And so that means that we have a lot of them, though. And I work one-on-one with each of them to make sure they're getting something else out of it. So if there's a sponsor who wants to do a breakfast, or they want to be, you know, the swag bag sponsor or whatever that is, there are different sponsorships that I didn't even know existed, or that could exist until someone was like, well, if I could sponsor this, we would sponsor. I'm like, okay, we'll do a that coffee then. Break. Like, yeah, I don't care. Right? Like, yeah, exactly.
Just be part of the mix.
So I'm willing to sort of create a sponsorship as needed, because I'm not just, and this is what my full-time job is with Summerfest as well, is to work with our partners, and I'm not just a turnkey partner. Like, I want to say, well, what do you want to get out of it, and how can a sponsorship through Summerfest Tech do that? And maybe it's not even right at that event, but like I was saying, there's been a couple partners who are like, can we have an event in your boardroom, and then we'll take everyone to a happy hour after. But
yes,
even just
yes.
giving
well, I'll be there.
Correct. But even just giving us that space and maybe doing a pass through invite for us has unbelievable value. Right. And so they're like, yeah, we, you know, we're the breakfast sponsor, but we don't really need to do anything. We know this gets us XYZ. And then same thing on the nonprofit side, it's really important for me to not shut them out. And so we have just a nonprofit only sponsorship level too, which is really important.
Okay.
And it's what I consider approachable. And given that we had more nonprofit sponsors than I had necessarily accounted for, it felt like it was approachable for those nonprofits. I can't do it for free, unfortunately, but hopefully in a way that budget wise works.
But that also brings
them.
Other groups together in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Like we had representation important. From Green Bay, we had representation from Madison. It was all over the place.
And that's a hat tip to you for even considering stuff like that, because that's a huge deal and that's awesome. And I mean, we had IC Stars there. They were there. We networked with a few of them.
Yeah,
I was on
great.
Jury duty with one of them.
All right,
we're not going to go into that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're moving into the special guest section of the podcast. Here we go. And the first folks we're going to start with is Salesforce.com.
Woo!
And Steven
heard of it.
And Steven Spetafora
here.
I use
it every day.
My new account executive at Salesforce.com here in Milwaukee. So, Steven, I'm going to ask you two different questions, and you can kind of answer either one, first or second. So, one, what is it like to be a first-time sponsor of Summerfest Tech here in this great city of Milwaukee? And then, two, you've been a guy who's been around Milwaukee for a long time in the tech scene. You've kind of seen some comings and goings and things and ebbs and flows. What do you think about Summerfest Tech 2023 and kind of what observations did you make as a result?
Yeah, terrific. And first off, thank you for getting us involved. I'm one of those new faces.
The day before the conference?
Thank you.
It was the day before. But I'm one of the new faces.
Testament to how I'll make anything happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So really easy to partner with. No, but I want to go back to what Adam said. Like, I like to get involved in unique things. And like, what is this? What makes it unique? And I was like, the diverse audience, like, that doesn't feel like it's just that. Mm-hmm. The family concept and how the people coexist with each other made this super rewarding for me. You had me hooked when... You know, as soon as I became a sponsor, you're like, by the way, you can volunteer. Of course I volunteered. I love giving back.
Awesome.
I was like, you don't have to wear the t-shirts. So he was dressed so nicely. And he's like,
right. I wouldn't take my suit off his stuff, which is a whole nother
thing. Which is great.
Thing. But
fine.
No, it was rewarding for me, for Salesforce to participate in the event.
Awesome sponsor.
Yeah. And by the way, giving back to the community is what it's all about. And I've been involved in a number of different conferences, but when you give back to the community, that's what matters to me. And then along the way, I had some special, unique situations. So like the tech talk, like really, really enjoyed the human versus machine tech talk.
Well, you were the runner. You were the runner with the swag for the questions.
Yeah. So. We got to put some swag out there.
Real-time
and we'd love
swag.
To bring more swag next year.
Woo!
People love swag.
But I was honored as a first year and blown away by how impressive this event was.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it makes me feel like, especially coming in so close and having such positive thoughts 2 days prior, like, and going through the event is like, the possibilities become a little bit more mm-hmm. endless when you think about what we can do next year too.
So I love the fact that, and I'll create this new quote, maybe that's never been said before, but sponsors need to sponsor, and it's more than writing a check.
Yeah.
And what I saw with Salesforce, once again, 2 days before the first day of the conference, not only were you willing to sponsor an aspect of the conference, you were willing to be involved mm-hmm. and get engaged and do stuff as a part of it that maybe other sponsors might not see. There's a huge opportunity to not only showcase your brand as a part of the tech conference, but there's also a personal aspect of you mm-hmm. being here 20-some years, getting engaged in a new sort of community that maybe didn't exist before over those years.
Because there's some partners who will, I mean, I appreciate their funding because we couldn't do it without them, but who I couldn't even get a recap on the books with, and half of them didn't sponsor again, right? So that deeper level of connectivity and mm-hmm. relationship matters with this event. And we are a nonprofit entity. And so whether it's the sponsorship or your volunteer hours, mm-hmm. those things can count to some greater goals that you might have as an organization or as an individual. We exactly. Yeah. And well, so,
and I think that's one important. Of the things you need to beat the drum on. There's a lot of conferences out there that want us to contribute, but they're for profit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not the way to do it. The way you guys do it, giving back to the community, makes it easier for people to lean in and partner.
Absolutely. And add that value.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I even wonder, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I even wonder if ways to get more partners involved is to, how do we then take some of those sponsorship funds and give back to the community even more so. Like, I don't know if it's scholarships or anything like that. Like, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but those are right.
If you have a sponsor that specializes in a certain area of tech, that's totally possible. Right. Give an AI scholarship. Yes.
Exactly. And how do you leverage us to be the platform to do that?
That would be awesome. Yeah. A new idea spreading for next year. Geez. So
I love when I give myself
write
new,
it down. Somebody write
more
that down.
Work ideas. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Stephen, 25 years in the tech scene in Milwaukee, you've seen a lot of things.
Started here. When you were one.
I don't look and that you young anymore.
I'm a womb in the tech scene.
And right you there. Never met Stephen Adam before? How is that even possible?
I'm blown away, that we haven't.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does look familiar. But
he hides a lot. Yeah. In his basement.
So, hey, thank you again for your, thank you to Salesforce.com.
Thank you.
A new, fairly new partner to Generac. Thank you for your sponsorship for Summerfest Tech. Can't wait for you guys to be involved next year.
Better late than never.
And sponsoring this night.
And sponsoring this awesome experience. Cheers
to you.
Cheers to Steven. Thank you so much.
He didn't know.
Wait, I'm doing what?
I didn't know I was doing that.
What were you guys going to tell me?
Matt, what's up?
How are you doing, Steve?
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Matt.
Longtime friend. Hello. First time on the show.
This is your first time on the show? Yeah,
first
I've known
time
Steve
ever.
A long time.
Yeah.
First
time. Look at how big he's smiling there. Oh, my God.
It took Tim to get me to be on the show here, Steve. So.
Really?
Matt, you needed a connection to get on the show.
Yeah.
With one of your best friends ever from all time.
I feel like you know what is great about Matt is he knows so many people, and I feel like you come to me in different ways. Like, you and I know each other.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, we put out a call for mentors for the Tech Talk Meet the Experts, and not even you and I, but like through someone else, your name got nominated, right? So so it's just like I love that about you because I feel like you're everywhere and in a good way. Like, I feel like people just keep recommending you to me, and I'm like, I know Matt. Now I feel like the jerk for not having immediately thought of him.
It's okay.
I think you would agree. Like, collaboration is the key word here, right?
Yep.
And that's one of the things I appreciate about you, and I appreciate about Steve is that
Tim's ears are
Floating
around the word collaboration.
I don't have a horse in this race. I have Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm willing to work with anybody. So I think that's what makes a robust ecosystem.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Awesome.
That's why we love you.
So the thing I love about Matt here in this aspect is the university perspective.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a big part, we've talked about this for the last 3 years I've been involved in this, is how can we get the universities more involved in this tech event? Not only professors like yourself, but also students and anywhere and all in between. Networking
education,
and so on and so forth.
All of it.
So I think Matt really did that this year for the first time really ever, I think, from that perspective. So you want to give us your point of view on Summerfest Tech 2023, professor, student, et cetera?
Thank you. So let me give you some context. There's a lot of paths to UWM. That's who I represent
here.
And Summerfest Tech is immensely important to UWM and to the ecosystem for a lot of reasons. So it allows our students to be able to connect with those local employers in a very informal way. I think the cool thing, you mentioned it, it's a free event. It's a free event that you can go to. And Tim, you probably know, like, if you have a prospective student who's coming to Generac and wants to get hired in.
I've sent them all.
I have a wonderful degree. And on top of that, I volunteered.
Yeah, I volunteered at Summerfest Tech.
Summerfest Tech, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had several students.
Yeah, I would say just as many as that. I think we had 12 or 15 that volunteered at Summerfest Tech from UWM specifically.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah, it was
really
great.
So
yeah.
think about that in the context of wanting to hire that student in. Mm-hmm. They showed that initiative to take and say, I want to be able to volunteer.
I should remind them to put that on there. And not self-servingly, but I should remind them, or we should all, to put that on their resume.
Undergrads?
Yeah.
100%. So we had some UWM students from the School of Information Study, mm-hmm. that's where I'm from, who did that, and then they posted on LinkedIn, hey, look at this great event I'm at.
Good.
Look at this great event I'm at. And then think about that from an employer perspective.
Yeah.
That person takes the initiative.
Do you have that list, by the way?
Is interested in learning, is interested in connecting and collaborating.
Think totally about putting themselves out there.
What a great employee that they're going to make in that context. So.
And did you guys promote that at all in Summerfest within UWM, or did they find that on themselves?
So we created a flyer for the university because my goal was to have all of our volunteers come from our university partners because I felt like they would get the most out of it. I love if sponsors want to volunteer too. I'd mm-hmm. never even thought about that, honestly. But my first stop, like in March, was with the universities because I wanted to get out ahead of it. Mm-hmm. And really, UWM was the biggest one to sort of show up and participate, which was great.
That's awesome.
So I created the marketing for it, sent it to them, and then they disseminated it internally.
That's great.
So inside the walls of UWM, I'm from the School of Information Studies, and we have a very unique degree. It's IST. It's Information Science and Technology. It allows students to participate in tech without having to have a math-heavy degree like engineering, like I do. So if you want to participate in tech, you can do that. And we've been a sponsor the last 2 years. We've been a partner. Mm-hmm. And it's been very fruitful for us to be able to listen to mm-hmm. all of the experts you talked about with AI, cybersecurity, mm-hmm. and take all that information and bring it back to the curriculum that we basically put forward.
Tons of learnings. Yeah.
That's why it's so important for us not only to send students to be involved, but to be listening to what mm-hmm. our community partners need in terms of skills, both soft and hard, so that we can produce the most robust student in that space.
If I'm looking for someone to fill a panel or be the education representative mm-hmm. on a panel or something like that, I'm always going to look to our partners first. And so that's why it's always been... it's consistently been great to work with UWM because they signed up and they have not gone anywhere, really.
And they care.
And so, yes, exactly. Yeah. They see this mm-hmm. as a greater strategy as part of the ecosystem and not necessarily just, do we renew or do we not renew every year? It's like, well, no, we'll renew. It's just maybe how we get involved might be different, but we'll do something or we'll level up and do even more. So not only do we have, we also had the School of Continuing Education sponsor mm-hmm. this year as a nonprofit sponsor. So
we hired them to teach Agile at Generac.
See? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's this opportunity for all these different departments to get involved in different ways. And so I think
a university or student panel could be on the horizon for next year, 2024.
Liz making notes.
And then guess what? They come to the Experience Milwaukee Lounge after.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
And tell them how horrible life will be.
For the rest of the career.
This is it.
Yeah, right.
Stay in school.
The peak. And again, I hate to use Cupid. I love
watch
to see.
Old school.
Don't have kids.
Like, watch the movie Old School, please.
Youth get involved, right? Like, and because perfect. I think, I mean, obviously, not to be dramatic, but they're our future. And so if you see someone sit on a panel as an employer, and I even say this, so a lot of times our solutions partners, they're there as salespeople, but they're hiring too, right? They need software engineers.
Just call it Ask a Gen Zer or something.
Right.
Everybody wants to know what Gen Z is up to right now. So
if we could have a student panel, I think that could be really cool.
So just from the feedback that I've got inside the walls of UWM, I mean, we were elated by the connections that we made. And, you know, we'd love to partner and collaborate again going in the future. So it was a very, very positive experience from our perspective. So thank you.
Yeah.
So, Matt, one last question here for you. So, I mean, you're in the emerging tech field. You teach.
Yeah,
AI.
Blockchain. Yep, big fan of those. Both of those.
So,
yeah,
you know, Web3, you know, AI. We talked about that stuff at Summerfest Tech. Any advice in terms of depth, breadth, content, topics in those areas? That is a
great question. So it's a question: are you going to be a generalist, or are you going to be right. like take a deep dive
deeper
in some
wide.
Of
mm-hmm.
yep. some of those things? So yep. I have an MBA and I have an engineering degree, and I wanted to in my career to be kind of like a generalist. Mm. I'm not going to be a hardcore computer science person mm-hmm. or something like that. But going to the event like Summerfest Tech and listening to those experts talk on some of those topics sure. helps them formulate what they're going to do in their respective careers.
Sure.
So it's very important saying, yeah, you know what, I think I'm going to be on the tech side. Maybe I want to be in management. Maybe mm-hmm. I want to do, you know, be in a team. It all depends. So that learning happens yeah. as you go and you listen to those industry experts like the panel that you are part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that in just a second when we call up Mr. Mansky here, who's on deck. But it's got to be an awesome experience for you to have students who you teach mm-hmm. at a tech conference that you participated mm-hmm. in. That you're now on a podcast
yeah.
or
yeah.
that you're going to share with them, that it's just like a circle of learning
yeah.
and learning sort of from an emerging tech standpoint, reinforcing the importance of this stuff, I think is awesome.
The only point I'll make is that, and you all know this because you're accomplished professionals.
What?
The networking.
What?
Who, me?
Well, maybe, I mean, Anna's and Tim and me. Yeah, and also the podcast is here.
Steve
yeah.
was like,
the pump the brakes,
like,
Matt.
I refuse.
Pump the brakes.
The networking aspect in your career is going to be so important.
Yeah.
It's the number one asset.
Who you work with.
It's number one asset.
What projects you work on, what companies you work for.
Yes.
You know, and the success that you're basically going to have. So having events like this, my key takeaway was when I participated in the mentoring panels at the table, is that having people rotate through the tables.
That was awesome.
It got me connected with people that I would have never had conversations mm-hmm. with
nice.
Before. That was
like,
genius.
I know.
It was genius.
And then forced communication.
We all pulled out,
we
all pulled out our
so
phone.
Happy.
Hey, let's connect on LinkedIn. And I already had some new connections in there.
Nice.
It was amazing. QR code thing on LinkedIn was awesome. I never even
yeah.
seen that.
So that's my excellent takeaway for
what is this now?
Matt, thank you for all you do.
Yeah,
thank you.
For the entire ecosystem.
That passion is amazing and so helpful to the community.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All Thank right, you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. All right. Cynthia.
Now up.
Here comes the synth wave.
Now up. Oh, the award portion of the show. There was a twist.
There was a
twist. What a twist.
I'm going to try not to cry during this part of the session.
All right. Okay.
So.
Good luck.
Steve and I connived for probably
last year.
We
Lena thinks we're
somebody.
The only ones that meet with her, but we're not. We have secret locations
without
I
her.
Know, like, you,
dark
I have
rooms,
such
weird hours,
FOMO.
Weird bars. We met at some weird
like,
bar.
Why did I
dark
not be part of this year at least.
Right. Mm. So this one was a bit unique in that perspective.
Yeah,
should perfect. Be perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay. We're going to go deep in this. All right. So we wanted to put a little bit of a twist on last year's surprise, which I think was a little bit of a surprise.
It was a ginormous.
Oh, judging by Lena's face
Lena
up
really
until,
angry
we,
for
up
a
until we gave the award,
yeah,
priceless.
One of the best.
It's still right here. It's right in my
one
brain.
One of the best 8.5 by 10 pictures I've ever had in the history of Walgreens pictures.
Which,
still off at my desk.
Which was about Lena's impact on the tech community through Summerfest Tech and all the hard work she does to pull that off.
Yes.
So,
which is deserving more.
So then she almost cried in that one.
For sure.
Yeah.
So first of all, I think everyone knows how much I love working with this wonderful person. She has not only...
We all do.
She's not only great at what she does.
Thank
me
you.
Personally, as a new person in town, 3 years ago, she brought me into the Milwaukee community, and I am what I am today as a result
oh my
of
goodness.
You.
That's very nice of you.
I thought you said you were going to cry. You're
going to give her another award?
Yeah, right.
Damn it, Tim.
And I don't think this event would be what it is without you. So, and I say that.
Oh, geez. That's
very,
equal
very
hugs. Equal
There's
hugs.
A hug in your
Snugs
future.
Hugs all around. Snugs and hugs all around.
Two awards.
So, to build on the wonderful surprise of last year where we embarrassed the heck out of Lena.
Yeah.
Steve and I got together over a few cocktails and came up with this format this year. And I thought this was just awesome of an award sort of selection because mm-hmm. Lena does so many things for the community. She does outreach. She does DE&I. She does tech advancement and many, many, many other things. So we thought it would be awesome if we made an award in her name in those three different areas and nominate various different folks, women in tech, in town,
would
be recipients
it.
And just knocking it out of the park
yeah.
in those perspectives. So we have one of those winners here today, Cynthia Sterner. Thank you for coming, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you introduce yourself, Cynthia, to the audience here?
I'm Cynthia Sterner. I work for Associated Bank, and I lead the Tech Advancement and Outreach Program.
So I don't think there is anyone more social on LinkedIn than Cynthia is. Than
besides
than,
you.
I was going to say, because
it's a rival.
Like, we fight over it.
Maybe Tim, too.
But I love that about you, Cynthia, because one of the things you do is not only give back to the community, but you also share all the wonderful things mm-hmm. that you're doing in this area. So let's just hear from you in terms of...
And what other people are doing.
And what other people are doing as well. Yeah.
A really important part of it.
So we're going to fully unpack Cynthia. Tell us about you, why you do what you do, why you're out there so much, why does it matter, what you're passionate about. And try not to cry.
Tim's going to cry.
So far, so good.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
So far, so good.
You know, so when, you know, hearing about this award, it made me kind of reflect back. So about 20 months ago, I could say when the Tech Advancement and Outreach Program was created and when I met you, Tim, I think those, you know, coincide really well. Prior to that in my HR career, I really focused in on
You're
the internal.
HR?
I was.
Wait, what?
Jeez,
we
oh,
still
you
like you.
Okay.
Yes. We still like you. Yeah.
For a long time. And, my focus really was on the internal environment and our internal colleagues as a HR consultant and business partner to our executives, you know, making sure that we're providing that best environment, give, you know, every colleague's voice is heard. And so 20 months ago, when an opportunity presented itself, I had, you know, peers telling me to say yes. And it was saying yes to tech. It was something I didn't have a background in. It was saying yes to putting myself out there in a
Lena,
way
Lena,
that
Lena
I
had.
Oh my gosh, my spirit.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. Yeah.
Putting myself out there in a in a way I hadn't before. And so looking back, I mean, that has been probably one of the most, aside from, you know, marriage and kids, like one of the most pivotal moments I've had in my career. And it's, you know, I think building this program and this award, while I'm so grateful and thank you that was presented to me, I think it's a reflection of this community. And it's a reflection of you, Tim, as well, of everyone
Definitely.
Who, when I walked through that door, you know, Adam, you said you're a hugger. I'm a hugger. And I felt
Come
like
hugger.
That community yeah. kind of like wrapped me in their arms and lifted me up and introduced me to organizations, you know, people to know, to get involved with, how to make a difference. So I'm just so thankful
awesome.
And appreciated
Aww.
It.
So I will just
Are
say
you wiping it. Away the halo?
Yes, exactly.
So whatever that movement was or that change of role, that was perfect for you
yes.
because
yeah.
I feel
yes.
that all of you are as a part of this new role and you're giving everything
yes.
Thank you.
To the community as a
we
result.
We feel it.
So So could you just describe, like, you're in a lot of stuff. Like,
sure.
Can you just ramble off, like, all the things that you're involved in as a...
It's good to go back and get a raise after.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
this
so
This is
much...
just recording for your performance
yeah.
review.
Oh,
right.
sure.
So you
sure.
can go back to your resume. And
we help everyone else make money besides us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's trying to get free beer.
I mean, all the organizations, all the movements, yeah. all the, I mean, that's just a ton of stuff.
It is a ton, but what I think is most important and what, you know, I've built the program off of is not quantity, but quality. So
Absolutely.
We look at our partners and not just, you know, we have a need of, you know, we want to fill roles. That's not what we're there for. We're there to hear what they need and how can we support.
Wow.
So, you know, key partners that we have, you know, I can't go without saying the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition has been a huge advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Schuler from up in the north mm-hmm. has been, you know, amazing. Mars and Rashi is fantastic. We talked about IC Stars. They're amazing.
Those
we
are
work
big
with,
groups.
They
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Mission
Those are
Wisconsin.
Big deals.
So the list, you know, NC Witt, Wisconsin, the list mm-hmm. kind of goes on.
That's how I met you.
But yes, it was.
NC Witt, yeah.
yeah. And so we really look at, and I think the foundation of the success and my passion is Associated Bank, Cynthia Sterner, I can't hire everybody, but how do we inspire, impact, make a difference in other ways. And so it's looking at digital access and education and, you know, learning more about the schools and areas where, you know, they don't have access to devices or access to a computer science education. So we have a variety of partners. And, you know, while I lead the program, there's supporters internally and externally that make it such a success. So,
well, I would like to thank your boss for letting you do what you do, because what you do is awesome. And I'd also like to thank your husband, because you have kids.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, how
contrary to, you know, popular belief, everyone thinks I reside in Milwaukee. But I actually live in Green Bay.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't realize that either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming down.
In Green Bay, or are you in one of the burbs?
The Howard Swamico area.
Oh,
so,
very nice.
Thank you for letting me use your garage when I come up to stay at Packer games.
Can't wait to park in front of your house.
And that'll be $25.
But I mean, we're bringing personality and networking to the parking at your
Bay.
I was going
to
say, also, that part is amazing. I think
they brought it. Michelle, Adrian, the whole group came down from Green Bay. That was awesome.
Well, and working with organizations like Women in Technology Wisconsin, like, that's important as well. Just for this entire event, there's not anyone I won't work with. And so that's, I think, a testament to it. Also seems like what Associated Bank is open to is, what, as long as it makes sense and helps support persons and people, like, that is part of the greater mission. And that's how I feel about Summerfest Tech. So I feel this very, like, deep kinship because I'm not a technologist at all. Yes, I'm just here to, like, who can I help, like, uplift? Yeah. Who can use my platform and the organization's platform and Summerfest Tech in general to better whatever they're looking to do? And some people, that's sales. Some people, that's hiring. Some people, that's access. Whatever it is.
Right on.
I feel that. So,
I think we all vote for Cynthia doing exactly what she's doing.
Absolutely.
And doing more of what she's doing in the future. And
we'll deserving.
And we'll talk to your boss and your husband to make sure that can, that can happen.
I have one last question.
Yes.
Were you more or less surprised than Tim that you both received this award this year? Because Tim gave me a hug and he goes, "You fucker."
Wouldn't be my exact response, but I was definitely completely shocked, because I think, you know, and it's really a really good question too, to be up there with Tim and Hasmin and Stacy. I mean, just phenomenal mentors for me
in
the community and what I do and who I look up to and collaborate with. I think it, when you look back those 20 months, it's those non-measurable moments that you have. That's like, you know what, we're doing something that's critically important and valued. So I was, like, completely shocked. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Tim was a little too.
And how did you guys let Stephen with shorts at your company when he took
I
that
know.
That's how
well,
I
he
roll.
Didn't know I was taking a picture, but he smiled nicely anyway
That's
for me.
No, that was great. That was
you
so
get
awesome.
What you get when I show up.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, awesome. Get. Well, thank you,
thank
Cynthia,
you.
For yes, everything. Thank you so much. Please,
and I'm sure we'll get a picture later of our awards.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you.
There you go.
We both brought them, so you got to.
Yep.
Half time.
All right.
Are we, what are we doing here?
Generac. Next up, guys.
These folks from Generac.
You have a couple minutes?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. Okay. Boy, there's a lot of Summerfest Tech polos in the house.
What the fuck?
I would love to be on the podcast.
You know what?
I said that. I am 100% jealous.
Are you leaving?
I am green.
Because never have I ever been on a podcast.
You've never been on a podcast?
Neither.
Virgin. That means most of the rest of us have to drink.
Yeah,
because we have been on a podcast.
Cheers.
We don't need to continue that game.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Welcome. We don't have to continue that game?
Because
we're about to.
All right, this is the wild card round where Tim only knows what's going on.
Yeah, this is where the podcast knows no
bounds. We have no idea.
So this is a surprise section of the run show. Didn't include this because obviously these guys read it.
Right on you.
Didn't want to make them prepared for this.
So love it.
This is part of the game. So two aspects of having David and Chachi and William couldn't join us today. But as I've been involved in Summerfest Tech now my third year, I just think it's awesome that more and more people from Generac are now getting involved, taking leadership positions, taking over some of the aspects. I think that's awesome for the company as a platinum sponsor to be more and more involved in this tech event. So to me, we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Second, I would just say that there's an element of surprise to all of this. There's a planning aspect, which took place in terms of some of the plan sessions, and there's an element of surprise here that we're going to talk about with Chachi that I think coincides with the show must go on theme with the fan experience in just a second. And then the third thing I would say is that I hope in some way, shape, or form, and this is not showboating by any means, but at Generac, we take our platinum sponsorship very seriously. We not only want to make our presence felt, but we want to have a return on investment in terms of what we're investing into this conference.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone from Generac who participated in this conference got one of these shirts.
Nice.
And it's a subtle little show of appreciation that not only says, are you willing to get out of the office for a day or two or three, make yourself known, but support the team in sort of a partnership aspect.
And share the culture.
And share the culture. Share the culture. Bring that back to work. Get more people involved. I would like to think more sponsors do that as a result of their responsibility. And so this is, like I said, not showcasing, but I hope people recognize. I think there could be something next year in terms of a sponsorship showcase in terms of people who sponsor
you.
Summerfest Tech. It's sort of showing off their stuff, showing off their wares, showing off their tech, showing off their show and tell, showing
definitely
off all the stuff that they're doing.
Swag. Yeah. A lot of swag. But having your team present matters because everyone there wants to connect with the company.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go to David Mansky first.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a little story about David Mansky here as he gets prepared. So last year, Summerfest Tech 2022, Lena, what was that opening night thing we did last year in the dark room? And
oh my God, that's right. I forgot that you were the speaker dark for that. Room. Yes, that was our kickoff.
Was that a speakeasy?
Happy hour.
There was a dark room?
There was a dark room.
I didn't actually know what I was getting myself into. So Lena Dalala,
I actually regret. Yeah.
Said, hey, would you mind giving this keynote, this opener for Summerfest Tech? And I'm sorry. I did not know what I was getting myself into. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And so that night it was Kate Spade Hotel and
St. Kate.
And I was like, what?
Everybody had purses.
not the purses.
You son of a bitch.
Not the purses.
I didn't get one.
Yes, the St. Kate. The St. Kate Hotel. And so it was in like a dark back room.
Place.
And kicked it off. And that's where I kind of saw Tim and others from Generac. And it was an awesome venue. I first met Lena there.
Can you give
us
like a real quick overview of what you talked about?
He kicked off the whole event. I'm like, I'm sitting here in this dark room. Like, who the heck is this guy kicking off this event?
The single quote that I remember from that speech was that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Whoa.
So something you came up with yourself.
Right?
Right on.
This was before ChatGPT. This was before ChatGPT, but that quote stood out for like, we are getting together as a community to rise us all up. And so whether it's Northwestern Mutual or Generac or anyone else that's
very
here.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was I was good.
That's great.
He was wearing a sport coat,
that's great.
By the way.
You were or were not?
He was wearing a sport
coat. No, I had the Revelin Tech. It was like a pullover quarter zip.
And he had the Kate Spade on.
Yeah, and I had my purse.
So I'm just going to embarrass Mansky here a little bit.
Yeah,
by the way,
he goes
by Mansky, not David Mansky.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of Daves.
You know where I learned that? Yeah. Summerfest Tech.
Yeah.
And so when we ideated this concept of ambassadorship, giving back to mentees, mentors, you know, meet the mentors, tech talks kind of thing, Mansky kind of took this thing and ran with it with Shakia. This was a concept that we bore out of a winter lunch somewhere downtown. I'm like, wouldn't it be great if we had a bunch of mentors and mentees come together and everybody learns. And then I walk away. Yeah. And so the great thing about Generac and its sponsorship and me being involved in this is now I have, you know, two or three awesome leaders on my team that
we're
have
gonna
now
make it happen.
Grasped this and now are as bought just into this conference and a part of this as I am. So as a coach, as a mentor, and a leader, once again, I might cry here, guys. You guys have stepped up and sort of taken aspects of this that will grow in future years. Meet the Experts will take on some other form next year. So, Mr. Mansky, talk about how that happened, how Meet the Experts came about, what you learned as a part of that sort of little snippet, and what's some key takeaways for next year.
Yeah, so
you
definitely.
Have 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so...
Lena, Shakia, and Tim and I got together on a regular basis, maybe once a month. I think we all had different interpretations of what this event was going to be.
Certainly if I was involved.
Up until like the actual event started, no I think we all had different interpretations. Yeah, right. I knew what I was going to run, and so we kicked off the event, and it was phenomenal. I think we had maybe a dozen to 20 different mentors that signed up for different speaking engagements. They didn't actually know what they were signing up for. I think they were signing up for a specific topic, and what we actually threw them into was just a conversation around all these topics, around some of the D&I and cultural skills, and then on the hard tech, you know, software engineering and development skills.
Yeah.
From the first day to the second day, the rooms were packed, and it was phenomenal. I think you could just feel the energy in the room between us.
Huge.
We had several different speakers that kicked it off with the different topics, and then we broke into these different panels, discussions, and just the energy between switching every table to a different group. It was awesome.
That was like disruptive, like momentum and energy.
And you could just feel like the group's like, which table do I mesh with next? And at the end of it, everyone was sharing their LinkedIn LinkedIn QR codes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And
so engaging.
You left there with maybe 15, 20 different contacts that you were now going to engage with after the fact. Yeah.
I did not know you BT, but the AT is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Tim.
Before Tim, after Tim.
He was
right
before
down the street.
Tim. He was before Tim.
That's wild.
Right down the street at Northwest Mutual.
He's done some things before Tim.
Yeah.
He totally has.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I didn't know you then, but I know you now.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yep.
I think anytime you switch careers, you're thrown into this new uneasiness, and you start to put yourself out there in a different different communities.
Yeah,
different
to succeed.
Love it.
Honestly,
so
he traded
the sport coat for a Summerfest Tech polo. So
yeah,
congratulations
by Nike.
For him.
Loving it.
So
was it a quarter zip?
Hey, what's a laptop?
Quarter zip. So that
quarter zip with a purse.
It's spreading out.
So that kind of transitions to the next conversation.
Yeah.
And so
with our man.
In the spirit of the show must go on, there was a scheduling change the first day. So it just by pure coincidence, we had done a recent panel on humans versus machines with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And some of the work that Generac is doing around AI and generative AI. And so we were called upon to take on the challenge of a canceled slot at the end of the first day. And Mansky and I obviously had just done this thing, so this is like a piece of cake for us. We did not have a moderator. Chachi just happened
That's
to be walking into...
That's what I've been saying this whole time,
God.
Tim.
Chachi
just happened
right
to
place,
be
right
walking
time. Yeah.
into the conference at the time that we realized the no-show, and we are presenting this new topic, and he's like, how can I help? And I'm like, Chachi, can you step up and
grab
moderate
the mic,
this
buddy.
Panel? Here's a script. Here you go. You have a couple hours to make sense of this. And he grabbed that, made sense of it, total led that conversation, and it was one of the most popular sessions of the
Love it.
That's where I created the BTAT. Before Tim, after Tim.
Have I been setting all this shit up for the whole time? And all of you are looking at me like I'm crazy.
No. And so, now it all makes sense.
Yeah. So there's a parallel. I'm digging into Chachi here for a second. So there's a parallel there with work. So not everything is planned.
No.
Shit happens.
Yes.
You got to roll with the punches.
Yep.
And are there people who are willing to step up and stretch their comfort zone a little bit into something that maybe they're not used to doing?
Right on.
And step up and lead.
And get a poll.
A panel like this. And Chachi totally did that. So that's what I love about.
Question. How uncomfortable was that for you? Like scale 1 to 10 or however you want to describe it. How uncomfortable was it for you to walk in and go, oh God, I'm doing a panel today?
No, honestly, it was probably a 3. I mean,
yeah,
it was,
I thought so too.
I'm used to
that. Feels
working
like you might have been comfortable. Yeah.
In an AT after Tim?
Yeah, just Tim,
Just T.
WT.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, because I don't know. There was something about the way you told that story. I was like, well, he wouldn't have said yes unless there was something about him that was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
So Chachi knows my style by now. We've been working together for 3 years. He knows there's things like this that pop up on occasion. But this is a different situation. This was a panel with an audience of a very hot topic.
Lots of people. Something
Dave and I had done before, but he had not yet moderated. Yeah. So talk about how you commanded the room, took charge of the situation, and moderated and led this awesome panel. That was one of the top things for the conference.
And you coined the ATBT.
On top of all that, you're coining phrases.
Right. So, no, I'm that's kind of what I do for my day-to-day job is I support Tim and Mansky in their journey to get whatever it is that they need to do get done. I handle the day-to-day changes, the things that happen last second, the things that break and somebody needs to jump in there and fix it. That's what I do for Tim. That's what I do for Generac. So I'm used to that. So it was no problem when I walked in, put my badge around my neck, and then Tim goes, "Hey, Chachi, you're doing this thing." So I just happened to also be at the event, a similar event the night before. So I'm very familiar with what they're trying to accomplish and always stay in there to support both of these guys to make sure it happens well. And so I was more than ready to jump up and do it.
So the great thing about Chachi's perspective, and think about this for a panel of the future.
Okay? Oh, Lena.
So Mansky and I are idea guys, we're execution guys, innovative guys. Chachi's team is what makes it all happen. You need people who get stuff done. In the world of DISC assessment, he's a D, he's a driver, and he gets stuff done. So
GSD?
Mansky and I are the idea guys. Now we have a D moderating a panel with two idea guys. How funny is that?
You got the idea guy and the executioner over here.
Or dreamer and realist.
So I just thought that was an awesome kind of microcosm in one where Chachi has partnered with us to implement a lot of the innovative things that we've done at Generac. But at the same time, he was asked at the last minute to step in and lead a panel to help us describe how it is that we've done some of the things that we've done and are about to do. So it's kind of a full circle from that perspective.
Since we have both of you guys here.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
What is the I know for a fact that Tim is a very visible, very loud person at Generac HQ. Yeah. What is the weirdest/funniest thing he's ever said that people could probably hear across the entire cube farm?
Other than singing happy birthday to anyone whose birthday
it is. Ever. That's a pretty solid one.
No, Tim
has
brought...
He's got some thoughts here.
Tim has brought some energy into the culture. Not only Generac, but the Midwest.
I fully believe it's positive.
No, it has been positive.
But, I mean, there's got to be some weird shit that he said. There's got to be something weird.
It's not weird. It's what everybody's been thinking, but
even better.
It's honest, you know, that he's brought it... To, like I said, to the Generac culture and the Midwest culture is about this whole kind of diversity. Tech is growing in the Midwest. There's some powerful, you know, smart people in the Midwest that people are not taking advantage of. And honestly, he's drawn attention and spotlight to people that never would have had the opportunities they would have had, whether they're at Generac or outside of Generac, bringing them up to the forefront and putting a spotlight on them.
So Chachi is a huge advocate for DE&I.
Yeah.
Him quite a bit for raising the profile of Generac in that regard for DE&I and in the community. So he should be applauded for that.
We do. We love it. And the number one takeaway from that panel that you guys did was, how do I work for Generac? Seriously. We had a number of people approach us in the lounge and say, how do I get a job at Generac?
So I got to tell you, I'm going to put Mansky on the... So you don't know what this guy went through leading up to that panel. So he was on an Alaskan vacation in Anchorage, Alaska.
With his in-laws?
With his in-laws.
Cruise? Yeah. Is it a cruise?
No.
You're straight up in Anchorage.
Fairbanks, rented a car down in Anchorage, seaward, and then back up to Anchorage.
Wow.
8 days with the in-laws.
8 days with the in-laws in Anchorage, Alaska.
Sounds awesome.
Who would possibly even do that?
No.
Seriously.
It's phenomenal.
I mean,
so wild card.
Fresh off a plane, you know. In the gruff state that he was with his beard. And
he didn't shave.
So
I rocked the beard. I remember that.
I'm envious of your beard. Show must go on.
That's awesome.
I mean, to me, that is a testament to not only these two folks for what they do in the community and one of the shared best practices, but also what Summerfest Tech means to Generac. They would have done that in a heartbeat again and again and again.
Right on.
And again.
Absolutely.
And that's what Summerfest Tech means to Generac. That's what Summerfest Tech means to my organization. That's what Summerfest Tech now means to these folks on my team who feel as deeply and passionate about it as I do. So I want to showcase these folks in the aspect of this conference.
You're trying to make
by singing happy birthday to them loudly.
I've already got you. I'm good. Yeah.
I tried, Tim. I tried to get.
So I'm
going to
come back to your question.
You.
What does Tim say around the office?
Yeah,
it's not what he. actually articulates. It's just the sound effects and knowing that. No. Hear me out. So this is as we return to the campus, it's like understanding that we're bringing the energy. And you feel it. You feel it.
Yes.
You feel it when you're there. You're like, Tim's out of the office today. He's probably catching a happy hour somewhere. Or it's like, no, Tim's here today.
With me.
He's here today. And it's you can feel the energy. And it's folks like that that bring it that you're like, yep, I'm going to go to the office for that.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
I can just, you know, remote this in and jump on Teams and Zoom calls all day. But you're there for the energy. You're there for the camaraderie.
That's why I go to events I know he's going to be at. Because I'm going to hear the, hey,
brings the noise.
He's going to give me a hug.
Brings the noise. Yes.
But that's why you had those people coming up to you asking you how to work.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because when you've got that.
Exactly.
They feel like that's a culture they want to be a part of. You get all this great technical talent from things like IC Stars and MKE Tech and all these different organizations that just love to hear about that and want to join us.
Right on.
So I'll just say that I think at the end of the day, what we portrayed in that particular panel at that particular time was authentic and genuine. It's a sharing of tech. We're doing some cool stuff. There's no doubt about it. And we're able to do that because Generec is growing as a company, but we got the right people doing the right stuff, and we want to share that throughout the community. And so you're going to see us broadcast some of the learnings of all of this stuff, and I think people can learn from them and bring things closer together.
And, and the crowd interaction was unbelievable. The amount of questions that wanted to be asked. We actually had to tamper people down that
Put your hand down.
I tackled so many four people. That wanted
Lena was tackling people.
I have done at least five phone calls with folks from Summerfest Tech on ChatGPT since that session. I know he's probably done a few more. So we'll take any phone call. We'll listen to anybody who wants to learn more about this and share best practices, because that is what this conference
matters.
Is all about.
Yeah. Cool. And a great way to end.
Thank you.
Very long podcast.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
With all of this great content.
Folks, no matter how we edit it, we're an hour 33.
It's going to be a long. It's going to be a long.
Hour 33.
Stick with us. There's so much valuable stuff.
There's some really good shit in here.
Heartfelt.
Yeah.
Some nuggets.
Comments around this community. Guys, thank you. Lena's back there. Steven, Matt, Cynthia, thank you all.
Let's
give a big round. Yeah.
Crushed it.
And Adam.
Hey, Steve.
You know how we do this.
And now, Milwaukee's own Newski.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lena.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Cheers,